The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tarn. Episode 16, Loose Ends.
Listen to me, Dodd. Leave him alone. I swear to fuck.
If what? Threats from the man sandwiched between two sheets of mahogany and being crushed to death under copious amounts of New England's finest boulders.
You win.
Say that again.
You win.
And again? With conviction?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I confess. Okay. I confess.
Goodbye.
Lay off, Flynn. Let me speak with Jax. And I will take you to the fragment.
Sir John, the witch confesses.
The demon embraces the due process of law. Rejoice. Remove the stones and take him back to the cells.
Remember, Sir John, the demon will accompany me to find his book. That was our deal.
A dangerous undertaking, Mr. Stodd.
Only for him. I will be more than safe. Go and press the flesh. Move among your people. Let them embrace their leader for the ages.
Are you being sarcastic, woman?
Well, naturally. You don't think I would have any respect or admiration for you, do you?
I thought that after...
Oh, you do! Oh, my! Oh, you actually do. You serve a purpose, John, nothing more. Keep to that side of our bargain and all is well. Cross me and...
We were intimate. Does that mean nothing to you?
I had an itch to scratch. It was a toss-up between you, Colwyn, and Miller. It's a pretty low bar, wouldn't you agree?
You are a...
monster. Yes, yes, we've established this. Now arrange two of your men to escort me and turn to retrieve the demon's book imminently.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Mistress Dodd.
Good. Oh, and John, one other thing.
Yes?
You really ought to have your tailor look at your cogpiece. False advertising springs to mind.
I'm not exactly sure what we're looking for, ma'am.
Me neither. But Swift pointed us here for a reason. He wouldn't have left a hidden message otherwise. And if he hid the message, then he wouldn't have just left whatever it was lying around.
Perhaps it's something in the house?
No, no. They've used what three words to indicate there. It's 3 square meters. If it was in the house, that's where he'd have pointed us.
I'm trying to join the dots here. The movements of Victorian Hearst Society, an asylum for those with mental issues at the time, 2 lady phrases, and Robert Flynn's backyard.
Odd, isn't it?
You were saying that Swift was under a fair amount of stress? Is there a chance that...
He's lost it, yeah, across my mind. Why go back and forth to Chad? Why have me do, you know, what I did?
You can't share that? It might help me to theorise this problem.
He had me delete a file on a person of interest. That's as much as I'm prepared to say.
A villain, obviously.
Well, if it were that definite, I would have said no, regardless of my friendship. This is... it's someone we have eyes on, but there's nothing actionable.
Well, I shall start digging, ma'am.
Well, that's tricky, since, as I said, I'm not naming names.
Digging here, ma'am. Literally. He might have left something buried.
Oh, stupid me. I'll find you a shovel.
And then you'll...
I'll see if there's any coffee in Flynn's cupboards.
Yes, ma'am.
Benefits are commend.
Sir?
What is it?
I understand you are the father of Hex Alexander.
Oh, Jax. Her name for fuck... Her name is Jax.
My apologies. I am Cotton Mather. Perhaps you have heard of me?
No.
I have a scholarly reputation in relation to my essays and my...
Still no.
Oh, I had hoped
Look,
that...
Look, Mr. Mather, Cotton, what sort of a name? Never mind. What do you need? I've a lot to do. My daughter is about to be tried for witchcraft, and while she's many things, and not all of them pleasant, she's not a witch. She is...
I know.
A highly volatile girl with a piercing intellect.
I know.
A relentless preference for sarcasm as a... What did you say?
I said I know that she is not a witch. Neither is Jonathan.
Who are you again?
My father, Increase, and I are men of words, sir. My father is perhaps more set in his ways than myself, and we argue endlessly over the theological aspects of what is occurring in Salem. I believe there is some form of sorcery afoot, but I also believe that we are in danger of mass hysteria dictating our course of action. Any and all stand accused of witchcraft. Your daughter and Jonathan, it is my firm belief that they are simply caught up in a situation not of their making.
And you are talking to me because...
Your daughter goes to trial imminently, sir. She has none to stand for her. I am told you are an officer of dragoons.
Her former officer.
Still a man of station. When she comes to trial, if you will stand for her in front of the magistrates, I would be happy to stand with you.
And Jonathan?
We have spoken at length. He is a remarkable man.
A demon.
No more a demon than your eye, sir. If I may say...
Yes?
Forgive me, but I have the distinct sense that you know him and are less than approving of him.
Find me later. I'm staying at the...
Constance Stewart's lodging house. Yes, sir.
Is there no privacy in this place?
It is a small town, sir. I shall look for you this evening. Might I suggest you speak with Sir John?
About the trial?
Yes, and do so when his succubus is not present.
Succubus?
I am sorry. That is ungallant of me. Mistress Dodd, she seems to have a hold on him that is...
Yeah, I noticed that earlier. Good call.
I don't understand.
Well spotted.
Until this evening. Good day.
Cotton.
Sir?
Why do you want to help? You're not worried about putting yourself in the firing line?
Sometimes the fear of doing the right thing makes cowards of us. I have spent my life paying heed to my father's beliefs and theories. It is time to stand for what I believe in. Salem will be a stain on the collective conscience if good men do not.
Stand over there. I wish to speak with the demon in private. Stay alert.
We will, and if he tries one...
Thank you so much. So much. Now, over there, where I don't need to look at either of you or endure that body odour. Now, Jonathan...
Want me to go in and get it for you?
There's no need.
Oh, you don't want these geezers either, see? It's not a book. But you don't want to risk being in a room alone with me. That's sensible.
Risk?
Well, that I'll escape.
What past me?
Have these ropes removed. I'll soon show you that you're all talk.
Oh, Jonathan, you surprise me. You'd actually hit a one.
Never have. But in your case, I would make an exit.
You'd last 30 seconds, if that. And I would take great pleasure in snapping your spine.
Well, let's try it, shall we?
Where is the fragment?
We have a deal, yeah.
Once I have the fragment, I shall speak with Sir John, and you and dearest Jax will be released and send about your merry way.
Do you ever think past the misery you're going to cause?
How so?
Billions of people are going to die.
And a few million will live. We've already fucked up this world. It's beyond saving, and we can't rescue everyone. A line is already far more advanced than we thought it might be at this stage. Once the engine is complete, once it's in place, the next step in mankind's evolution begins.
What, city in space?
Boldly going away.
You're delusional. You think you'll be on board? You're a grunt. You're expendable.
As are you. The only difference between us? I know I am. Dillim, that could just as easily have been me. We accepted the risks when we came through. And
oh, spare me. Just stick to your end of the deal.
Where is it?
I hid it in the rafters above the bed.
Thank you so much. Watch him carefully.
I don't suppose there's any point in offering either of you money.
Silence, demon.
Yeah, I thought not. All right, let's just sit in companionable silence while we wait.
Be quiet.
Bah!
His book remains on another plane. Thank you. That wasn't so hard now, was it? Back to the present for me, a rift closed behind me, and you and Jax. Oh, and Robert.
Cast adrift in the new world.
This is the 1692 fragment.
Yes.
And the 1888.
Yes.
There was me thinking I'd have to go searching with one for the other. So, you lied.
I took the risk you might just find the one.
Well, that went well for you, didn't it?
Gambler's odds. Nothing to lose.
Look at me. Are you lying now?
You got the buzz from them together, didn't you? It's not pleasant, is it?
Take him back to his cell. I'm going to look forward to Googling Salem when I'm back home. and seeing the addition of your names in the official court records.
White.
Which?
Oh, you promised. Marlin? Marlin?
Surely I have the right of a father to represent his daughter against these accusations, Sir John.
This is most irregular, Captain. An honest man does not require the services of legal counsel, nor a woman. Everyone knows this.
I think you'll agree that this is a particularly unusual situation. Spectral evidence on the word of children.
Are you saying they lie, Captain?
I'm saying that you will have it on your conscience if you deny your father the right...
Sir John, I must... Oh, forgive my rudeness. I had not realized you were in council.
Captain Alexander, this is Increase Mather.
Good to meet you. I've...
So tis you.
I'm sorry?
You that my son intends to ruin his reputation alongside.
Increase?
They wish to represent the witch Hex at trial. I have explained to Cotton that this is a preposterous idea. It undermines the very concept of law.
May I, Sir John?
Go ahead, Captain.
You have, by the sound of it, every right to deny my petition. But ask yourself this. If a man with the reputation of Cotton Mather...
A reputation equaled only by his father?
If he is to be denied the opportunity to argue in court the very concept on which these cases are being brought, does that not diminish both the respect owed to the court and Cotton's
Sir
own...
Sir John, I demand that...
Increase be silent. You are welcome here, you are valued here, but I will not be dictated to in my own chambers. You demand nothing.
My sincere apologies.
Very well, Captain. You may stand for your daughter at trial. Await my summons.
If I could see her?
Be aware, sir, that it will be a false dawn. She has been examined, she has confessed. You are simply delaying the inevitable. Take this to the jailer. He would show you to her.
Thank you.
I warn you, Captain, in light of this development, I shall take it upon myself to stand for the prosecution against your daughter.
What?
I presume that is acceptable, Sir John?
We would be honored, Increase.
Holy fuck! Who... How did she...
This was not what I was expecting at all. Yuri, lower your weapon. You men, stand down. Bring the lady a blanket. The desert air is especially chilly this evening. You are most welcome, Miss...
Mullen. Zara Mullen.
Welcome to where... At least the motorhome is warm, and I'm sure we can find trousers and a shirt to replace that rather unsuitable ensemble.
Thank you, Mr. Grigoriev.
I'm saying nothing. I don't care. Robert!
How are you holding up?
Oh my God, how did you get here? Of course, stupid me, through the rift, but you're not imprisoned?
There's no reason to be. I'm your father, you, my errant daughter running from an arranged marriage.
That works. When do we leave?
We don't. Not yet. You're going to trial.
I'm so sorry. You were right. I was totally unprepared for this. I screwed everything up. We should have gone by your rules.
Look, you were excitable. It's my fault too. I should have taken you to 1888, given you a taste of what to expect.
You were being protective.
I was being possessive of the rift. It was mine, and then it wasn't. First Liam, then you, then Swift.
He's here. He came
to rescue you, yeah. And he brought the fragments with him. He's lucky I wasn't in Africa before I realised. They were pressing him in the square.
Tell me he's okay. Tell me he confessed.
Yes, yes, to both.
Oh, thank God. Dodd had me write him a letter, and I switched the description of our stubby thumbs around just so he knew that I wasn't deviating from our plan.
Plan? Dodd?
She's the Dylan. She's the one that came through before us.
Oh, fuck it. I had a feeling she was that there was something not quite...
I'll fill you in on everything, but first, how do I get out of here?
I'm working on it. First, there's the trial. Mather is joining me to speak for you.
Oh, my God. Cotton Mather?
Yeah.
This is like a flashback to A-level English Lit, except I never imagined I'd be being represented by Cotton Bloody Mather. It's giving Crush vibes.
His father is prosecuting.
Oh, that's a problem.
How so?
His powers of reasoning are... He can take what you say and twist it to sound as if you said the direct opposite. Scary.
We'll manage. I'll get back ASAP. I need to know everything.
That's your lot now, Captain Alexander.
Captain Alexander?
Long story.
Oh, come on, sir.
Don't let your hand drop. We're going to get you out of this...
Please?
And Jonathan, yes?
Swift. No, he's on his own.
Robert?
You will understand that this is a most fantastical story, Miss Mullen.
Oh, Zara, please. No more fantastical than a woman literally appearing from 1692 in the middle of a barren desert, surely.
Preordained, you say.
You are renowned in my term as the father of the lime. The man who came up with the concept of a city in space, who reasoned that those with money and status would pay a fortune to escape what's coming in such a short space of time. I saw you speak, you know, in 2060. You're older then, of course, but you still have that gravitas, that sense of command that you have here.
And none of this would have happened
if... You hadn't met me here tonight. Of course, I had no idea it would be me. Events change imperceptibly based on whatever happens in the rifts. But I am beyond thrilled that it was me, of course. You spoke at the time of an almost biblical vision in the midst of an arid landscape. People became almost religious about it. Some accuse you of being a cultist, but it doesn't matter because those people don't have money or the status to be a part of the lime, sir.
Money.
And status. You need those with the deepest pockets to fund the project, but you realized you also needed those with expertise in engineering, computer sciences, psychology, even religious figures to make it work.
And you?
You also realized that those such as myself had skill sets you needed. MI5, CIA, Black Ops.
There is, of course, one immediate flaw in your story.
Which is?
I am aware of the lime. It is under construction as we speak, and I have nothing to do with it.
No. But as of next week, you will. As of next week, you will start to draw investors in to surreptitiously take over the construction, and along with the very best scientific minds, begin to dig deeper and explore further in its construction.
I knew when I heard how Swift had vanished, when I heard about Issa's hands, that something was happening here. I did not imagine for one...
Chopper's ready, sir. I recommend we get out of here before the storm hits.
Shall we?
Please.
That's three holes, ma'am. Nothing of interest, except a pair of spectacles that I'm going to presume were dropped by one of the forensic team when they were bringing out the bodies. I feel like a mole. This is one suit that no amount of dry cleaning is...
Lartner, what do you think this is?
Where?
Here, on the wall, carved in. Looks old, but might be something.
I don't know, ma'am. Let me take a photo. I'll look into it. Can you put your hand alongside for perspective?
I haven't manicured for a while, just to warn you.
A while? A decade, at least.
Did you just...
Yank your chain, ma'am? Yes. Why, yes, I did.
For, ma'am? I would have expected more, sir. You are a very valuable commodity.
Look around. There are few places on Earth more remote. Besides, I too am armed. See?
9mm Glock 19. May I?
Of course. And perhaps in future, knowing what I know now... What the hell? Yuri!
Put your gun on the...
Yuri is no longer needed, sir. You! Move away from the helicopter.
No, no, come on, love. You need me. I'm the one who flies the flag.
Far too many potential loose tongues.
Let me guess. Amongst your other skills, you are a pilot.
Let's get you back to where you need to be. You have work to begin.
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Also featuring Louisa Bedell, Susie Stanley, and Earl Warwick.